From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So 50 it was, maybe another couple of 25s to come. What did you see?
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we? Official cash rate now at 3.75, which unfolded as expected. Look, I think the... one moment, Mike. I think the way ahead now is a little clearer. We can, assuming nothing untowards happens, expect to see a couple of further cuts, as you said, 25 basis points in April and May, and that would take the OCR down to 3.25. What the RBNZ has done, and Mike, this is the point I make, this is not the first time in recent memory, is they've moved the forward track to be very similar to where financial markets were already pricing the OCR. So effectively, the market had already gone there. Key comments and takeaways for listeners out there. The OCR track has been front-loaded. So the RBNZ said, if economic conditions continue to evolve as projected, the committee has the scope to lower the OCR further through 2025. So go back to the November MPS. The OCR was on a much more gradual flight path, lower through 2025, 2026, into 2027. Now the projected low point in the OCR is in early 2026. So it's all front-loaded, exactly where the market was already. Domestic activity is subdued, but is expected to recover during 2025, so that's a positive. Global activity, global growth, likely to be weakened by geopolitics. That includes the impact of the trade barrier. The thing is, Mike, I think that came through the press conference and through the tone of the MPS, is they are far more confident now about the fact that there is spare capacity in the economy. So much so that they're actually projecting CPI inflation to hit 2.7% this year. It's going to go back up. Well away from the midpoint, the 2% midpoint, but they're so confident about the spare capacity in the market that they're going to continue to lower the OCR. So that CPI then falls back in early 2026. And right through the statement, that language is very confident. So I'm describing it as a confidently dovish cut. There's a lot of focus in the statement, Mike, on those GDP growth revisions, the fact that it was so much higher in 2023, 2024, and they had that great big slump in June and September. A couple of other factors to note. You get this lower OCR, you've just got to remember this isn't 2021. We're not going to get the same boost we got from lower interest rates that we did back then. And actually, the OCR just pulls down those short-term interest rates. It doesn't necessarily pull down the longer-term interest rates. The special topics, they're always a good read. There's one on tariffs there that's worth a look at. Market response, Mike, relatively benign.
Yep.
Wholesale rates barely moved. Share market a little lower. Currency moved around a little bit, but settled pretty much back to where it started.
Right, the Real Estate Institute, and do not use this to leverage our bet for the end of the year.
I have nothing to say, Mike, on that for the moment. But hang a sec, let's just run through it, shall we? On the housing market, so this is latest data from REINZ. Mortgage holders, since they're patiently waiting for the opportunity to refix their mortgages, get a little relief in their household budgets. What happens in the housing market is important, Mike, because if your house value goes up, we get this wealth effect, right? People feel a little richer, increases the propensity and confidence to spend. You see that in activity in retail sales. Still no big news on house prices, though. House price index released yesterday. On a raw basis, it fell in January. Seasonal adjusted, a very anemic little lift. Year on year, you are still looking at a 1.4% fall in house prices across the country. And the thing is, sales dropped slightly on a seasonally adjusted basis as well. Sales data for December were revised up. I suppose that's good. But overall, Mike, the inventory, the amount of property that's for sale, has got larger. It's now the highest we have seen in 10 years. And that's going to take a while to work through. Auckland market, to me, looks soggy, sales falling. Year-on-year movement in the index is lower than the New Zealand move. But just on the housing related, I know we haven't got a lot of time, but Fletcher Building share price yesterday, they're looking a little bit more positive. The New Zealand story is part of that. Their share price, after their first half announcement, up 5% yesterday.
Lay some numbers on me.
The Dow Jones is down 120 points, about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is up 5 points as we look at it, 6134. The NASDAQ is up small, 20,041. European markets were weaker overnight, Mike, 8712, down 0.62% on the FTSE 100. The Nikkei was down a quarter of a percent, 39164. Shanghai Composite gained 0.81, 3351. The Aussies yesterday fell 0.75%, closing at 8419. And the NZX 50 was down 0.14%, closing at 13,033. Kiwi dollar still sort of lurking around the 57 cent mark, 0.5699. Against the Aussie, 0.8989, 0.5477 euro. £4,533, 86.44 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $2,928, and Brent crude $76.39.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.